The safety is off. There's a round in the chamber. This is Armed Alabama, sponsored by McCoy Outdoor Company, Mobile's hometown full-line outdoor sporting products and gear store, an interactive talk show discussing self-defense, product reviews, shooting tips, safety, and more. Your calls, comments, and texts welcome at 343-0106. Now, here are your hosts, retired judge and certified NRA instructor, Rusty Johnston, and certified NRA law enforcement instructor, Adam Strange.
They're going to pry these guns right out of my hands when they come to take them away. I believe in the rights that my fathers gave me when he signed the Constitution that day. No misguided president or crooked politician with a greasy pocket to be spared. When the hard-working man gets tired of your cry, it's gonna rain wrath, beware. Don't tread on me, I'm American free. You're not gonna take it away. I stand up and fight for my freedoms and rights. That's a price you'll have to pay. Don't tread on me, I'm American free. Red-blooded to the core.
All right, it's Armed Alabama, the show you've been waiting all week for. And of course, we are here to talk about concealed carry, home protection, your Second Amendment rights. And that was Buck Allen, a local singer-songwriter. We use several of his songs here on the show. So thank you, Buck. And be sure to check him out on his Facebook page. And it's Buck Allen, singer-songwriter, on his Facebook page there. Of course, we are, this is a show to talk about self-defense, firearm and ammo selection, home protection, concealed carry, training, proper range etiquette, and of course, the law. And that's Alabama law, Mississippi law, Florida law, and U.S. law and Constitution. If you got a call here for us at Armed Alabama, this is your opportunity. You can give us a call here tonight, 251-343-0106. And be sure and check out our Facebook page. And we are simulcasting live as well as broadcasting here on FM Talk 106.5. We are simulcasting on our Facebook page, Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5. Go to our Facebook page there. Please like, save, and follow. And that way you'll be notified every time that we post anything, where if I post anything, of course, if Judge Johnson posts something, you definitely want to catch it because it's always punctual, humorous, and definitely relevant to the Second Amendment or U.S. Alabama law regarding firearms or self-defense. Be sure and check out our YouTube channel, which is simply Armed Alabama, and also our website, armedalabama.com. We've got lots of information there on our website. You can also go to our website, and you can listen to all of our previous shows going back over 2 years. You can go to armedalabama.com, and you can listen to all our podcasts there. Also, if you have any questions or anything else like that, or even an idea for the show, something that you would like to be heard discussed here on Armed Alabama, you can email me, adam@armedalabama.com, or you can email the judge at armedalabama.com. And you can call us here to the station, 251-343-0106, or you can text to that same number. So if you're looking on Facebook Live, you can see that we have a guest in the studio. Joining me tonight in the studio is Captain Frank Cassidy, and he is with the Sheriff's Civil Division. So welcome. Glad to have you. Did I get that right?
Correct. I'm glad to be here.
So Frank is going to be, he's joining us tonight to talk about the Glock competition that the sheriff is hosting. So he's going to fill us in on tonight. Looking forward to hearing more about that. And we already have a caller. And we have Henry is calling about a concealed carry question. Hi, Henry. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mobile.
Oh, okay, great. I'm glad you could call in and join us tonight.
Thank you, sir.
What's your question?
It's regarding a concealed carry permit. I I had a concealed carry permit in 2005. I sold my gun, but I purchased a new gun, brand new myself, at a sports store here in Mobile. That went through fine. I went to get my concealed carry permit, and they told me that I had a menacing charge from 2001 that was stopping me from getting that permit, you know, 17 years ago, where my ex-fiance stabbed me with a knife, and they charged me with threatening her, menacing. So I guess they could take us both to jail. And I'm just curious, how do I go about getting that right back?
Is that all you was charged with, was just menacing? It wasn't domestic violence or anything else like that?
No, but they said it was domestic menacing. So because it was domestic, the lady in Mobile would not give me a permit. But the lady in Daphne, or Fairhope, did back in 2005, but she didn't mention anything about this, and it's from 2001. So I'm really confused.
So I would try to go and talk to the sheriff's department again and see what they say. But you have means where you can appeal that. I'm actually, Henry, I can't, off the top of my head, I can't remember exactly how that process goes, but you can appeal that, and you can talk to the sheriff's department about appealing that if you are rejected again. And when you appeal it, it actually goes to in front of a judge.
Right. I got you. My fiance at the time even told them that I didn't do anything, didn't threaten her, but they still arrested, you know, took me in anyway, and told the judge that I didn't do it, and, you know, still I was charged with it. But I appreciate your time and your information.
Yeah, Henry, if you would like, email me, adam@armedalabama.com, and we can help you follow up on this. When I can get more information on that and be able to get it to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Henry. All right. Next caller we have, real quick, we're going to go to Joe. Hi, Joe. Welcome to Armed Alabama.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me, please?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Hey, thank you for taking my call. Enjoy your show. I got a question. I'm a concealed weapon permit holder. It's current. I do extensive traveling with my job into Florida and Mississippi, Alabama, sometimes Georgia. And if I, regardless if the state is reciprocatory, or what do you call it, reciprocating to our laws here.
Yeah, reciprocity.
If I get pulled over by an officer for a traffic infraction, is it my legal obligation to tell that arresting officer that I have a weapon on board, not necessarily on my person, but in my vehicle?
Well, if you have a concealed carry permit, you can do that. Is you referring to Alabama, or are you referring just to any time?
Let's say the states that I travel extensively, Mississippi, Florida, Georgia, Alabama. You know, am I required by law to tell an arresting officer out of, is it, or just do I do it out of courtesy and respect to the officer, or is it a legal requirement?
Okay, well, two things there. So within Alabama, no, you're not required. And I would just go through the stop and not mention anything. Unless you have to reach into a glove compartment or whatever to where that firearm is there. But if it's on your person's where it should be, Joe, then I wouldn't say anything unless wherever you reach and grab for your driver's license or your insurance paperwork or whatever, only at that time would I would state that. Now, given where you may travel, each state has its own laws, and even though you are permitted in Alabama, you still have to be to abide by whatever state that you're in as far as their concealed carry laws.
Okay, very
so,
well.
So there's different places that you can check that out. One is like a CCW app. If you have a smartphone, you can download the CCW app, and that is a really good app. I think it's like 99 cents, and that can help you. Also, another place you can go is, especially for reciprocity, is go to the Alabama Attorney General's website, and that will have all of the states there where the Alabama concealed carry permit is recognized.
Okay, very good. good. I'll take you up on your advice, and I thank you for your time.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Good night.
So you're shaking your head. Yes, yes, no. as we were discussing that earlier, and you may not want to comment that on that, Captain Frank, but it's up to you. I know you've got different things that you're here to discuss, and one of them, of course, is about the Glock competition. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk more about it. But if you're interested, it's open to anybody, right, that has a Glock?
Anybody, public, law enforcement, anybody who wants to come out and participate.
All right, great. Well, we'll hear more from Captain Frank Cassidy and the Glock competition sponsored by the Sheriff's Office after we come back from this break with more Armed Alabama.
Some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
All right, we're back with more Armed Alabama. Glad you can join us and hang with us tonight. We've still got a good show for you. Just want to mention to you, if you got a question regarding concealed carry or permit or what type of firearm is good or bad or what type of ammunition, any question you may have regarding firearms or the Second Amendment or anything else like that, by all means, give us a call here at the studio, 251-343-0106. And just to remind you, we are broadcasting live or simulcasting live on Facebook as well as over the radio. So you can go to our Facebook page, that is Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5, and please like and save and follow us on our Facebook page, and you'll be notified every time we post something new or we go live. And joining us here in the studio is Captain Frank Cassidy, and he's here to talk about the Glock competition coming up that the Sheriff's Department is hosting.
On October 6th and 7th, make sure my dates are right. We're going to be sponsoring a tournament out at the Mobile County Metro Range on Tana Williams Road. And it's in conjunction with the Glock Shooting Sports Foundation. And it's open to the public, law enforcement, novice, professional, you know, any level that you're at. There's a division or a category that you can shoot in to come out and have a good day of fun on the range.
So if somebody wanted to come in and compete, so what would be required? So if we do have some novice individuals or somebody that may be proficient but may not have never competed, what exactly do they need?
Exactly what you need to compete is a Glock pistol. That's the only make that's eligible to compete in this tournament. You need 3 magazines and 150 rounds of ammunition. You are required to be a member of the Glock Shooting Sports Foundation, but you can register or join that day. The cost of joining is $35. And then registration is $30 per gun that you want to shoot. It is really designed for amateurs. There's no movement in the courses of fire. There's no reloads in the course of fire. And there's no drawing from the holster in the course of fire. So everything starts from a ready gun position, and it's pure speed and marksmanship. It's really good for someone who wants to find out where their skill level's at or always wanted to compete, and it's a good place to start before you move into some of the bigger, you know, IDPA or IFSCoT-type shooting where there's a lot of movement and advanced skills that you need. This is pure point-and-shoot.
So really pretty much for anybody listening that has a Glock, or if you can borrow a Glock, I may borrow a Glock and go myself. It sounds like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, and you're out there with a lot of people who have, you know, like mine when it comes to firearms. It's a very family event. There'll be families out there that'll be 2 and 3 generations shooting together. There's a category for every weapon that Glock makes. There's age categories, there's level of skill categories. So it's there's something for everybody.
Yeah, so even if you have, say, a 40 or a 9 millimeter or even a Glock 45.
Yeah, whether you have a subcompact, which is limited in capacity, there's a category just for those people. If you're shooting what would be a heavier metal, a 10 millimeter or 45, then they get stuck competing against each other. You're not having the low recoil of the 9 millimeter trying to compete to somebody who's got to shoot the heavier recoil of the 45. It's just, it's like apples and oranges. It's
or
just
a
not.
40. To me, in my mind,
it's kind of hard 40, to compete.
Yeah, 40 is a little more snappier in my mind than a 45.
Yeah,
of course, it depends on the mass of the firearm and what it weighs or whatever. But so that's good that they have it broke out like that.
And it's majority of it's designed for pure stock Glocks. They will allow you to put like grip tape on and change the sights. Other than that, it's stock Glocks. They do have a category for modified Glocks if you've souped up your gun, and they have an unlimited category that you can shoot in. And they even separate the law enforcement from the civilians. There's separate categories.
Well, cool. That really sounds good, especially if you're someone that you feel you're proficient, but yet would like to compete, then that would be really, really a good opportunity.
It's a great start for someone who wants to compete. It's also for someone who wants to find out where their level of proficiency are, that they think they're proficient. This gives you a chance to come out there and shoot with a little bit of pressure. Everything is timed. You have people standing around watching you, so the pressure kind of goes up. And you get a chance to shoot on a range you've never shot at before in courses of fire that are not really available to the public all the time.
As in, explain.
Some of the courses are mixtures of steel and paper. Head plates is a category of its own, where you have 6 8-inch head plates that you shoot under time. One course of fire is just a staggering of paper targets, and then another course, which is a mixture of steel and paper. So a lot of people get to shoot on paper on their range or, made-up targets or things they do themselves, but to actually get to see and shoot on some professionally made steel is not really available to all the public, where you come out to the event and you'll get to see some more expensive target systems that the general public just doesn't see, or even you don't even see on some of the public ranges.
Right. So if somebody's wanting to attend the event, how do they sign up?
You can sign up the day of the event. Both days, registration will start at 9 a.m.
And that is October when?
That is October 6th and 7th. It'll be at the Mobile County Metro Range, which is located on Tanner Williams Road. I believe the address is 12251 Tanner Williams Road. If you're going west on Tanner Williams Road, it's just past the dam. As soon as you pass the dam, it's on your left. Generally, we'll have big digital signs out there, so it's kind of hard to get lost. There's not much else out there.
Yeah.
So once you go in there, you'll see the digital signs, and it'll guide you right in. You show up that morning, come in, register, and it's a lot of fun. If you're a new shooter, they have incentives for you to come out. All new shooters are signed up to participate in a gun giveaway, where they give away a gun. Only the people that are first-time shooters get put into that particular drawing. All winners of all the different matches win guns. Second and third place win money and prizes. They give random firearms and prizes out to just competitors. And so there's a lot of incentives to come out and try it, other than just having a lot of fun.
Right, so there's plenty of room for parking there.
Plenty of room. We generally average somewhere between 400 to 500 shooters.
Wow.
Shooters shoot multiple weapons, and we've never had a problem. Generally, you can get in and out and shoot your courses in 2 or 3 hours.
So it just goes throughout the day?
It goes out through the day. We start at 9, and we don't shut down until everybody's done shooting. If we have to turn the range lights on, we turn the range lights on. We're going to go and make sure that everybody gets their turn, and then whoever comes out next day, we do it all over again.
Right. So you don't have to attend both days?
No, you don't attend both days. Just come out. You've got to shoot your 3 course of fires per weapon, and come out and do it in a few hours, and you're done. Generally, within 24 hours at the end of the match, they'll have the results will be posted on the internet on GSSF's site, which is GSSFonline.com. You'll see the results, and then within 30 days, they'll announce the prizes and everything to give everybody a chance if they want to challenge the scores or challenge anything that they that's happened. You have a chance to do that, and then about 30 days, they'll post the winning scores, prizes, and the random draws.
And that is, again, a win October 6th and 7th?
October 6th and 7th. Registration starts at 9. Generally, we shut registration down about 2 o'clock to make sure that we can get everybody who's registered done for that day. We don't want to overload us too bad.
Right. And you said you had to have a Glock, regardless of caliber.
Regardless of caliber.
Three magazines.
And roughly 150 rounds. Generally, it's not quite that many rounds, depending on how proficient you are, but 150 will get you to get done anything that you need done.
Cool, cool. And that's basically three boxes.
Three boxes.
Yeah. So so the cost of the ammunition, you say $20 a box just on average, and then actually the cost of the event is how much
to sign up? You've got to be a member of the GSSF, the Glock Sport Shooting Foundation. And a year's membership is $35.
Okay.
And then the entry to shoot is $30. So if you come out and shoot one gun, it's $65. But you're in several different random drawings where you could possibly win a gun.
Got door prizes.
We have door prizes. We have winning prizes. And we have first shooter prizes.
Okay. What kind of things that's been given away there?
Most of the prizes are Glock pistols. I think last year they gave over 10, 12 Glock pistols were given away.
Wow.
Some of them, they have $100 prizes, $50 prizes, and then Glock tools, knives and stuff that they produce.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. All right, we'll be back with more Armed Alabama after this break and with more of our tonight's guest, Captain Frank Cassidy, who is talking about the upcoming Glock competition. Stay tuned.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Armed Alabama, glad you're listening to us, and we're glad to be on the radio. And without our sponsors that you've been hearing their commercials during the break, we wouldn't be on the air. And we'd like to thank our sponsors, and they are Dr. Justin Foster at Foster Chiropractic of Tillman's Corner, McCoy Outdoors, of course. They are definitely the place to go. If you're looking for a firearm or outdoor gear or running shoes, definitely check out McCoy Outdoors. They have Ace Hardware Stores, the Spring Hill, Criolla, and Moffitt locations, Hanson Heating and Air, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, the Steve Moore Law Firm, and Hunter Security. If you would like to advertise your business here on Armed Alabama, we'd be glad to answer any questions you may have. You can email me, adam@armedalabama.com, or email the judge at armedalabama.com. We'll be glad to hear from you and ask any questions you may have to advertise your business here on Armed Alabama. Joining me tonight in the studio, of course, is if you've been listening, to Captain Frank Cassidy of the Sheriff's Civil Division, and he is joining us tonight to talk about the Glock competition coming up October 6th and 7th, and it's open to anybody. If you're a novice shooter, or if you're an advanced shooter, or proficient, definitely this is something that you can attend along with your family. And just before we went to the break, or while we were at break, Captain, you were saying that it's also they have a children's division.
Yeah, they have a juveniles division that starts at 10 years old and goes up to 17. Once you turn 18, you go into the adult division. The juvenile division is divided between males and females, and it's a great way to, you know, introduce the love of shooting to your child. And they're very big on range safety and range etiquette out there, and will reinforce everything that you've been teaching to your your child. So it's a great place to start.
Yeah, so it truly is a family event.
It's truly. Actually, me, my wife, and my son compete. And we compete not only here, but the Glock Shooting Foundation has a circuit that's nationwide. And they have, 9 months out of the year, they have a tournament just about one or two places every weekend. So, you know, if you get into it and you really like it and you love it, you get hooked on it. There are other circuits and tournaments around here. There's three in Alabama. There's two or three in Florida. There's two in Mississippi, Georgia, Kentucky. You know, anywhere you want to drive, there's – and it ends up being a lot of the same people. So it's not only a shooting event, but it's a social event to where you get to know the people, and it's an enjoyable time.
Yeah, like you said earlier, you'll be around a lot of like-minded people.
Yeah, people that are – really big into firearms, really big into the respect of the weapons, the range safety, the range etiquette, and helping each other. You'll find if you go here, if you're a novice shooter, you can pretty much walk up to anybody and ask a question. If you don't really understand what you're doing, or if it's your first time and you're nervous about it, they'll slow things down. They'll stop things. They'll talk you through it. They'll walk you through it. The range officers are really good. If you shoot and they see that you're doing something incorrect or you have a problem, they'll be glad to lend you some advice. It's very, very family friendly.
And that's what really it's all about. A lot of people get nervous or they get apprehensive, and they're worried about what somebody may say because they may not know everything or all the nuances. And that gives them opportunity to come and compete and learn while they are competing. And that's really what's important.
Yeah. You learn, and you also get a chance to shoot under the stressful situation that you don't get on your private range or when you're shooting on a public range or something by yourself. And now that stress factor really, when it kicks in, you'll find out just how well your muscle memory and yep. your proficiency are when you have people looking around and watching you and critiquing you. And especially the timer is a big equalizer. Because
right.
when the beep goes off, you forget all of your fundamentals, and you'll find out really just how much you do know.
No, that is a good point. It makes a difference. I remember the first time that I went through a law enforcement program, and you know, one thing is you're sitting at the range and you're trying to be accurate as you can, but when somebody starts screaming at you and you have mm-hmm. so much going on around you, and it's a different level of a different level to be able to shoot and be competitive. Of course, nobody's going to be screaming at you. It's all going to be a learning thing here, or a chance for you to compete.
Yeah, nobody will be trying to make it harder for you, but just shooting with all the movements going around, because there'll be other lanes of fire going, so there'll be other gunfire while you're shooting. There'll be the timer goes off and everything's done. You know, all your cues are done by electronic beeps, so you'll hear those going off. People will be talking and having conversations in the background, and there'll be so much going on, the people watching you. Timing, trying to do the best you can. It just increases your stress level and gives you an opportunity to be in an environment that you're not usually in, you know, when you're on a range.
Yeah, absolutely. Captain, we have a text here. That's a good question. The text should we use full metal jacket or hollow point ammunition for the competition?
As far as the rules go, there's really no requirement to shoot one or the other. My recommendation would be to go with the full metal jacket just because it's cheaper and there's no need to waste a good defensive round shooting paper or shooting practice steel. Save your good ammunition for your carry
yep.
and come out and shoot your cheaper full metal jacket rounds.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So if you're interested in this event, we're going to post a flyer. We've already posted it one time on our Facebook page, maybe twice, but we'll post it again tonight, the flyer on how to sign up for this competition and also more information about it. But if you would like the flyer itself, you can email me here at armedalabama. It's adam@armedalabama.com is my email address, or look for it on our Facebook page. We'll be glad to provide more information in that regard as we go into competition, which is really, he's got a little bit of time, but not a lot of time. So it's October 6th and 7th, right?
Correct, October 6th and 7th.
So definitely if you don't have a Glock and you're wanting to shoot in this competition, be sure and check out our advertiser. You can go and see McCoy Outdoors. They have lots of different Glocks. They can get you into a Glock that is best for you, whether it's whatever caliber you're looking for, whatever size or model that you're looking for. Be sure and see McCoy Outdoors and tell them that Armed Alabama sent you, and they'll be glad to help you out. Those individuals are very knowledgeable when it comes to any type of firearms, whether it's handgun, shotgun, or rifle. McCoy Outdoors is a place to go if you're looking for a good firearm to match up to your needs. All right, so if you have a comment or question, we still have a little bit of time here at the radio show. You can call us here, 251-343-0106, and you can text to that same number, 251-343-0106. We'll be glad to answer any question that you may have. Also, real quick, to get on a little bit of political stuff, if you are keeping up with Project Veritas and those guys, they have dropped some video that is just crazy. So I'm not going to talk about a whole lot tonight, but if you have opportunity, please check it out, and we will share those on our Facebook page, where you have members of the Justice Department that are talking about they're doing whatever they can do to fight Trump and his agenda. And this actually one individual belongs to the, I think it's the DSC, it's a socialist group. It's absolutely crazy. So check out Project Veritas. And those guys just released a video today. If you haven't seen it, it's all over Drudge Report, all over Facebook. I couldn't tell how many times I've seen it posted today. All right, so real quick, one more time, Captain, let's go over the times and the dates and everything with this Glock competition.
The competition will be October 6th and 7th. It'll be held at the Mobile County Metro Range, which is on Tana Williams Road, just past the dam. If you're going west, address is 12551 Tana Williams Road. Registration starts at 9 a.m. on both days. We'll shut down registration about 2 p.m. so that we have time to make sure that everybody registers, gets the opportunity to shoot. You don't have to come out both days. Generally, you can get in and out, take care of all of your different stages with your different guns in 2 to 3 hours. And so you can come out, shoot in the morning. You still have the rest of the day to do whatever it is you got planned or need to do. You go to church Sunday morning. You always have the afternoon to come out and shoot. We'll still be there. And so it's a good time to come out.
Yeah, and as you stated earlier, you have lots of different categories or classifications of shooters, whether a novice or the expert.
Correct. There's a category for every type of gun. You don't have to worry about a compact gun shooting against a tactical gun or shooting against a race gun. Or then you've had juveniles don't shoot against adults. Master shooters, professional shooters don't shoot against amateurs. Civilians don't have to shoot against law enforcement. It's broken up into several categories to where everybody basically can get categorized with the people of your same level and experience.
Yeah, so definitely if you are interested or have ever been interested in a Glock competition, this is your opportunity to get involved. As a super nice range, it's going to be super, super safe, and if you're even you can have a child come and shoot and be a part of the competition.
Yeah, minimum age is 10. If they're 10 or above, we have a category for them.
Now, you were talking about the we'll have to talk about more of this after the break here on Armed Alabama.
When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of Kenneth Barton died to keep.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Armed Alabama. We're here in the last segment of the show, so we still got opportunity. If you have a question about firearms, Second Amendment, give us a call here at the studio, 251-343-0106. So I've got a text in. The text asks, it says, is it possible to shoot rock salt from a shotgun? So, yeah, it is possible if you have a shotgun shell with rock salt, if you have one special loaded. It's been a long time. I've seen even availability of that.
Yeah, I think you can hand load it.
You can hand load it, yeah.
If you know how to load your own shotgun shells, you could load it with that.
So, yes, it is possible to answer your question regarding the rock salt. It is possible to shoot it from a shotgun if you hand load a shotgun shell. All right, so just to finish out the last part of the show, if you've been listening here, we have in the studio with us, we have Captain Frank Cassidy with the Sheriff's Civil Division, and he is here to discuss the Glock competition October 6th and 7th. So if you want to sign up or if you want to be a part of the competition, you don't have to do anything in advance. You can just show up the day of, or do you have to register prior?
No, nothing in advance. Everything's done pretty much that day. Come out that morning. Registration opens up at 9 o'clock. You can take care of everything you need right then, and doesn't take long, and then you walk right out the range, and we'll get you going.
So you got lots of categories for the novice shooter to the advanced shooter, men, women. You also have children's categories.
Children's category. We have seniors category, super senior category, law enforcement categories, and civilian categories. Everything from amateur to a master shooter.
Right, right. But the only requirement, there's two requirements. So you have to have a Glock to shoot in a competition, and you have to be a member of the Glock Shooting Foundation.
Correct.
And that's, what, $35?
$35 a year for a year membership to join the Glock Shooting Foundation, and then registration is $30 to shoot in the competition.
And, well, you said something earlier that really piqued my interest is the number of firearms that's given away as door prizes.
Yeah, we gave away more than 10 guns last year. They give away weapons for or Glock pistols for first place in all the different categories. They give away cash prizes, and then they give away other prizes of different equipment that Glock produces, the Glock knives, the Glock shovel, e-tool, and stuff. And then they have a drawing for just first-time shooters. And then they have random draws for all competitors. So even if you come in and you're not quite at the caliber that can win your category, you still stand a chance of going home with a brand-new Glock pistol.
Yeah. So you can show up with your Glock that you use for home defense, or if you have a Glock that you just like to go out and shoot, or you even have categories, I think you said earlier, for your carry gun.
Yeah, I mean, there's categories for everything from your pocket pistol, your Glock 42, 43, subcategories that only have six or seven rounds, to your big 45s, your 10 millimeters, your all the way up to advanced guns that you've had work done to.
Yeah, such as a race gun or anything else like that, even if it's just maybe open up the magazine well where it's easier to slide a magazine in and out.
Yeah, if you put any aftermarket products, then you move into an unlimited category.
Yep.
You change the barrel out, put a mag well in, done any type of slide work, trigger work, change triggers out, then you move into a category for just modified Glocks.
And I tell you, really, I mean, that is so easy with a Glock. That's what's so good about it, is there's so much out there on an aftermarket to modify your firearm to make the trigger sharper, crisper, reset is easier, or pull is easier, or you can make the more accurate with the aftermarket barrels just drop and go. You know?
I mean, anything that you want to do to a Glock, it's truly a armor's gun to where it's just changing parts and pieces out. You don't really have to be a gunsmith with a lot of training and a lot of specialty tools to be able to do just about anything you want to it. Just everything's just purchase and drop in.
Right. All right, we're going to go real quick. We just got a couple minutes left. We're going to go to Sheldon, and Sheldon has a firearm question. Hi, Sheldon. Welcome to Armed Alabama.
Yes, sir. I'm actually calling for my buddy because he's scared to get on air. He has a Smith & Wesson, but it looks like Glock. Remember the gun that Glock tried to sue Smith & Wesson over or whatever?
The M&P series.
The 40 cal. But he noticed the other day on his serial number's not stamped in the gun. It is, I guess, like a sticker or something on it. But his serial number is now over, I guess, wear and tear or what, you know, life is being distorted. But he's got the piece that come off, and he's trying to figure out what he does, because he's like, well, Sheldon, the gun's illegal now because my serial number's altered, you know, basically altered because it's damaged. But he doesn't know the right channels to go to get this straightened out.
That's a good question. I don't know what you're referring to as far as the firearm type. Is it a polymer frame, and it's just a little badge has come out of the frame itself?
It's the black and gray one. Did you know, like, he bought it from Academy, actually. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. But it looks just like a Glock. It's a Smith & Wesson, but it looks just like a Glock.
One thing, it's a double action, I think. One thing you can do is McCoy Outdoors has a gunsmith on staff, and that's something they definitely could address.
Can redo that serial number for him?
Well, not necessarily redo the serial number, but reattach it if it's come loose, or look at see what it is to make that make it more visible, or if it's trying to come loose from the frame itself.
Well, you can always send it back to the manufacturer. Smith & Wesson could re-serialize it for you.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, because he don't want to, like, have it and not be right, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was like, well, that'd be, like, he goes, technically that would be a crime, even though I legally bought the gun, you know?
I think to follow up on what the captain said, that would probably be the best option is just contact the manufacturer. All right, I appreciate your phone call. This is it for Armed Alabama. Glad you can join us tonight. And I want to thank Captain Frank Cassidy for joining us, talking about the Glock competition coming up. We'll be posting information on our Facebook page for that. So be sure and check it out. And check us out next week here on Armed Alabama.